For more on the cleanup, we're joined by Commander Nathan Knapp of the Coast Guard. He's the Deputy Incident Commander for Operations based in Houma, Louisiana. Commander Knapp, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Now, I understand you've actually flown over the area where that leak was happening. And what did you see from the sky?
Well, we did. We flew out over Barataria Bay and then on out off of Passalutra there, off of Venice to the source. And I'm happy to report that what I saw was less oil from my last overflight, which was about a week and a half ago. So it was very encouraging to see, and that's not to say that all the oil was gone, but certainly much less than what we'd seen a week and a half ago.
Now, I've read that your staff at the Operations Center has called the enemy the Blob. What does that refer to?
Well, the Blob is a name that's been given to the slick of oil that's tracked, has been tracked each day since this started with our reconnaissance aircraft that we fly each day. And by putting together the composite picture of all the sensors that we've used out there, we've come up with that term, the Blob, to describe where the oil is moving. And that's the focus of our operations, is to ensure that we employ our assets based on where the movement of the Blob is.
Can you give us a rough sense of how large that is today?
Well, it varies, but I can tell you that what I did see today was very much of lessened thickness of the oil. There's still silver sheen, and there was some brown oil out there. But since this cap has gone into place, it was a dramatic reduction in the just amount of available oil for mechanical recovery that I saw out there today.
Well, now that the flow has stopped, I mean, at least temporarily, how does it change the way you all approach cleanup?
Well, this is going to be a long fight. This is not by any stretch meaning that this fight is going to be short in duration, but what it does is, as a first responder, you know, we're always trained, the first thing you do is to cure the source. And this is the second question that we always have to answer in each of these oil spills that we've been involved in, and that is the question of how clean is clean. And largely that's a longer-term focus, and I don't have an exact number, but suffice to say it's going to be a long-term effort.
That's Commander Nathan Knapp. He spoke to us from the Incident Command Center in Houma, Louisiana, about the cleanup operations there. Commander Knapp, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.